Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Schemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schemann and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Chris is at Augusta. He's supposed to call us in an hour. Rick, what is this as you're spinning the stacks of wax on the other side of the glass?
This would be 311. All mixed up.
311? I am unfamiliar with this
sound. Really? Well, you're in with a band, right? 311?
No, I'm not. Now, Pete's usually the one that's out of it musically. It's certain genres and certain time periods you are.
What year was this song?
Probably early 90s.
Yeah, you blacked out from the 90s.
No, I was DJing back early 90s from 90 to 93.
But I don't recall this one.
I blacked out already because I just watched the Star Wars trailer, episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Holy moly, in the words of Shazam. Wow.
It looked pretty good.
I can't go on.
It doesn't start till Christmas.
I can't wait.
I mean, you got Game of Thrones this weekend, for crying out loud. They'll tide you over till you get to Christmas and see Star Wars. All right, Phil Mickelson just tapped in. He is 4 under, down at 18.
Shot a 73 today.
That's surprising.
Well, we saw what happened.
He was pretty hot in the front nine.
What, did you do bogey the last three of the last four holes?
Yeah, I think so. Not good. Well, I had it right up here. Now it's, hold on. And then we'll get your phone calls. Ron's been waiting patiently. I want to get to that in a moment, too.
Hey, real quick, I want to remind you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, he just... No, he didn't have any bogeys. He just dropped a stroke there in the last couple of holes. So, anyway, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'll be at Foxborough Sports Tavern tonight down in Naples at 4420 Thomason Drive. So, come on down. It is going to be a blast.
Down by the harbor.
It's not by the harbor. Well, the harbor's not too far, but it's not right on the harbor. No, it'll be a blast. Looking forward to meeting some new friends and reconnecting with some old ones, and it'll be great. And they got the fish fry down there. It's gonna be fantastic.
It's always a good turnout when you go down there.
Oh, lots of great. The Red Sox will be on, obviously, and every game will be. They show every game in there. So
sounds good.
Obviously, it's sort of New England theme, but the place is packed. So looking forward to seeing my buddy Tom Popoli and his entire staff there, and got some friends that I just saw that just flown in from New England. They're going to come by tonight. They love it over there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Looks good. All right. Yeah. That'll be a big, good time there.
7 to 9, I'll be there.
In the meantime, Molinari and Day in the clubhouse at 700. They are your leaders. They have one-stroke leads. Dennis Johnson in at 6 under. Koepka on 18 right now at 6 under. Tiger Woods, 3 under on 8. Just hit a second shot out of the sand. We will update you on his progress. We are also sharing embarrassing, wild, or crazy stories on a golf course. Zach Johnson today just taking a practice swing on the 13th tee, accidentally nipped his ball and hit it. Last year it would have been a stroke. This year they said there was no intent. They let him put it back on the tee. It was very embarrassing.
He hit the little, he shanked it off the little tee box, the little wooden tee thing. It ricocheted out in front of him. Everybody laughed, as they should have.
You got a do-over.
I didn't realize on that shot that it could be without. I forgot that rule exists. We know it exists on putts.
Yes.
I didn't realize it existed on practice swings on the tee box.
Yep.
But the announcers at the time, Andrew Cantalone and Billy Crapsard, like us, for a PGA, I've never seen it. I've seen a lot of other people do it, including myself, but I've never seen it done on the PGA Tour.
I do apologize. We got a text and said, what about the 4 o'clock keyword? My bad, people. My bad.
What happened?
I forgot to jack it in there.
All right.
It's air. A-I-R. Air is the keyword.
Thank
air.
You. All right.
All right. Sorry
cash
about
grab.
That, man.
Your chance to win $1,000 right now. Download the app for free or our website or text it to the number 45911. The word is air. Type it in there. Send it. You could win $1,000 in the next 10 minutes of the Schemann and Shepherd cash grab. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Ron in the Cape. You're on with Schemann and Shepherd. What's up, Ron?
What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, thanks for waiting. All right, what's your story?
Oh, God, you're not going to believe this one. I listened to you guys. It was almost like riding in the cart with you, some of your vacation antics, hitting light poles and the such.
Yes.
Enjoyed that. And brought back this memory. This was a few years ago, golfing with three buddies. and I'm putting the ball everywhere, you know, slicing and hooking the ball everywhere. We're on the very last hole now, and my buddy say, just keep your head down, man. You can do this. Keep your head down. Very last hole. Okay, so I keep my head down. Well, the way it sounded, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, one of the guys goes, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I peeked up then, and here's this ball, the most beautiful ball of the day, and it's heading right for a dead tree with an eagle in it.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Eagle.
Uh-oh.
And this eagle is like doing the chicken dance, like bobbing his head up and down and all around.
Yeah.
And it hits this bird right in the head, and he falls out of the tree, down to the ground, dead.
Isn't that some kind of federal law?
I know.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know. So, really, I'm not from Cape Coral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from somewhere, like, down the Keys, I guess, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, my buddy, you know what he said?
What?
He says, I hear that's good luck in Haiti.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Thanks, Rob. We have breaking news.
All right.
This is legit breaking news.
Do we have
news.
Our sounder?
I can't find it.
You can't find it? Rick can't find it.
God, you would think I would know this by now, right?
Oh, this is why I scream.
This is
breaking
legit.
News.
Breaking news.
Breaking
I know.
News.
I do not,
the Los Angeles Lakers and Luke Walton have mutually agreed to part ways. That's
part one.
From GM Rob Pelinka of the Lakers, we would like to thank Luke for his dedicated service over the last 3 years. We wish Luke and his family the best of luck moving forward. Right after that, seconds ago, Adrian Wojnarowski, the strong front runner for the Lakers coaching job, as I told you he would be, assistant coach Ty Lue.
No!
Yes! Yes! LeBron gets his wish again. Adrian Wojnarowski seconds ago reporting that Ty Lue is the strong front runner for the Lakers coaching job. So much for Luke. Luke, you're no longer my father, my coach, or my mentor. And you and I can't even coach UCLA. Gone. How about that?
Wow. All right. That
boom.
Ruins my theory. He was going to hang and survive.
Ty Lue, strong front runner.
That's a joke.
No, but not totally.
No, I mean, it's not a joke, but it's
a total joke. You're right, but not totally unexpected.
Wow.
Not totally unexpected. If that's the case, Adrian Wojnarowski doesn't throw crap out there like this.
No,
unless,
he doesn't. No.
League sources telling him.
Okay.
And the NFL also is not expected to suspend Redskins linebacker Reuben Foster. How's that possible?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my God. So that's a couple of nuggets here happening over the last few, literally the last 5 minutes.
Stan Van Gundy's hot nuggets right there.
Boom. Oh, my God.
All right. Need to take a little breather. All right, let's go back to the phones while I digest all that.
Okay. Now, Adam Schefter, 22 seconds ago. NFL is fining Washington linebacker Reuben Foster 2 game checks, but not suspending him.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Brooks Koepka, I believe, just birdied 18. He's 700 and in the lead. Co-leader Brooks Koepka, by the way.
Phil Yates, our buddy from ESPN, tweets out, LeBron James has dismissed Luke Walton as the head coach of the Lakers.
Fact.
Wow, total fact.
Action-packed 4 o'clock hour here.
Reuben Foster will forfeit $151,340 of his 2019 $1.2 million salary with the Redskins.
All right. A lot to regroup on. 239-337-ESPN is the number. Let's go back to the phones.
Oh.
Pete and Bonita, amid all the breaking news, what's your golf story?
Hey, Pete.
I was playing at a really exclusive golf course, and they have houses on the side.
Yes.
And I sank it so bad that I put it in the pool while our kid was swimming in it.
Oh, you didn't hit him, did you?
No, but I didn't know that the screen was broken.
That's right. Most of those have screens around them. Well, so what was your interaction when you went? Did you go get your ball? Did you say hi to the family?
No, my mother came out and started screaming at me, and the kid wanted to play catch with me. With the golf ball, I said, no, I think I better get out of here before your mom gets really mad.
See, the mom can't yell at you. Her house is on the
golf course.
That's going to happen. And go fix your screen, lady, before, you know, my man Pete comes in there and drops a golf ball.
I'll hit it.
That's not on you. That's on her.
I've hit tons, so many houses in Lanai's in my life, especially down, I can't keep track.
Yeah. Well. All right, Pete, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Quick NFL statement on Reuben Foster. This is from the NFL. Today, the NFL notified Reuben Foster of the Washington Redskins he will be fined 2 game checks following a review of recent incidents and an assessment of his adherence to obligations arising from previous violations of league policies. Following a thorough investigation, the evidence did not support a finding that Foster violated the NFL's personal conduct policy in connection with the Tampa incident in November of last year. In 2018, the NFL has returned Foster to the active roster from the commissioner exempt list. He may fully participate in all team activities. Foster has acknowledged that he is responsible for his actions. He has committed to a comprehensive accountability plan development by the league and the NFLPA, the Redskins, to help him grow personally and avoid future misconduct.
More inconsistency!
Foster was advised that any future incidents will likely result in more substantial discipline. Oh, that's good. Well, again, what does it take? A death? What does it take?
Again, I thought his incident was a mandatory six games. That's what I thought.
And let's refresh each memory of the incident. Exactly. I got to look it up.
He was here in Tampa.
Yeah, and...
Allegedly, I believe...
Can you look that up, Rick?
I believe he knocked his girlfriend around,
yeah,
in a team hotel before the game against the Buccaneers. That was the story.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain of it.
Now, everybody's grasping on. The other story is Luke Walton's got fired, and he, forget the mutual parting of the ways crap, fired by the Lakers, and now... Many people, including Adrian Wojnarowski, who had it first, are saying that Ty Lue is a strong front runner for the Lakers' job.
And while that's going on, we have a three-way tie for first place at the Masters between Molinari, Day, and Koepka at 7-under, as Koepka birdies 18. DJ is in the clubhouse at 6-under. Haven't seen Tiger Woods in a while.
No. Adrian Wojnarowski also saying Sixers assistant Monty Williams joins Ty Lue as the central candidates in the Lakers' search.
Foster was charged on November 24th, but charges were dropped on January 3rd in the misdemeanor domestic violence charge in Hillsborough. County prosecutors concluded there was insufficient evidence to file charges against Foster after a meticulous review of the facts of the case.
All right. Tiger Woods just missed a birdie putt on 8. Looked for a big bend from left to right. It didn't hook. In fact, it went past the hole by about 3 feet.
Not a gimme coming back, but no. He should be able to make that to save par there.
With that, let's go back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Scott just missed a gimme.
A gimme birdie putt.
Jeff in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Kudos.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for waiting.
This is not a great golf shot. I have a great golf shot. I made an Albatross 2 on a par 5 in my career. That's been fun.
Wow. Nice.
But this was a golf shot, verbal shot, against Colin Montgomery, one of my favorite people in the world.
Uh-huh.
I got to see him at the Bell South Classic in Atlanta, Georgia, formerly the Bell South Classic, mm-hmm. but had clubhouse passes, and I saw him walking towards me, heading to the clubhouse, and so I look up and I say, "Hey, Colin," and he doesn't respond. And so then I go, "You know what? You know, this guy's got a real, I got a problem with him." So as he walks by, I gave him a raspberry. I gave him the,
yeah.
And he turned around and looked at me and stared me down and asked me if I would like to come over and get him personally. And I was so just, I didn't even know he'd react. But I took a little shot at Colin. And I laugh every day. I see him get upset at fans, but
yeah.
I'll be part of that in my life.
Now he's a large man, correct?
Yes, he's a big guy. He's probably about 6'2", but he's thick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's
well
good
I appreciate stuff. It. Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me about Colin Montgomery. But thanks, Jeff. I appreciate
that. Okay, I think we're going to see a shot.
Whoa, Tiger bogeyed.
Tiger bogeyed. He's down to 2-under. But John Rahm, there's a tweet out here from the Action Network, said, "Well, John Rahm betters look away." And I'm looking at the shot right now. I wonder if we're going to see it. Just this happened a minute ago. John Rahm uphill swings and swung so hard. Looked like he jammed his wrist, but the club hit the ground on a follow through. On the back, that it fell out of his hands. It looked really ugly, and it looks like it hurt.
Wow!
And I don't think it was a great shot either.
Wow!
So
right. I haven't seen it yet. So Tiger must have missed a short putt for par on 8. He ended up bogeying it, so he loses a stroke. He is now 2-under. 5 off the pace of our three-way tie between Molinari, Day, and Koepka atop the leaderboard.
Yep. And in case you're just joining us again, a couple things breaking right now is that Luke Walton has been fired by the Lakers. And they faked it. It's an agreeable departure. And that Ty Lue is one of the heavy favorites to take over as head coach.
Well, I have to root for that now because I want more chaos there in Los Angeles as this
Tiger's going left off the tee.
I didn't think it looked too bad.
Okay.
No,
left side of the fairway, but he's in the fairway.
This is on number 9.
Yep.
So he's had a couple of birdies. He's had a couple of bogeys. And so he's where he started the day at 200. Meanwhile, the field is getting away from him. He needs a hot back nine here just to keep a moving day tomorrow. Interesting. By the way, the weather report for Augusta National, they'll be okay today. Tomorrow, maybe spotty to okay. It's Sunday they're worried about. Mm-hmm. Sunday is looking like a washout at this point, both there and here. So what am I supposed to do on Sunday?
Oh, watch NBA, watch Stanley Cup.
Okay, fine. Re-
binge watch Game of Thrones.
I'm doing that. There's no way I'm coming in here on Monday and letting you two nerds, Chris and you, go all Game of Thrones all day long without some sort of input by me. So there.
Can't stress enough, Zach Johnson on 13. I tweeted it out, the video, when it happened earlier today. What he did was he lined up, he teed up his ball, squared up his stance, took a practice swing, and then did something I haven't seen in a long time by a pro. He inadvertently hit the ball on his practice swing, sending it caroming off the tee marker on the right. Ball ended up 3 or 4 feet yards in front of Johnson, scooped it up, and re-teed. And here's the thing. USGA rules, a ball is not considered, quote, to be in play until it's actually hit from the tee area. Because Johnson didn't have the intention of hitting the ball, he was allowed to re-tee and hit again. Mm. The exact scenario is actually covered under Rule 18-2 in the USGA rulebook. Yeah. Ball at rest moved is the name. If the mishap had happened on his second shot from the middle of the fairway, after he'd already hit his tee shot, he would have had to replace his ball in its original position and incur a one-stroke penalty.
All right.
The good news for Johnson is, as I said, he hit the ball two. It was actually 285 down the middle and knocked his second shot within 30 feet and then two-putted for a birdie. He had an eagle chance at a 510-yard par five.
Wow. All right. There we go. So we'll take your calls on embarrassing crazy moments on the golf course. 239-337-ESPN. Rick, could you also do me a favor? I know it's the Masters. I know it's a tradition like no other. I have another tradition going here. I got a horse going here at 424. Channel 602, please. Yeah, TVG, a new sponsor of the show. I'll update you on all of that.
419, also Chris has not called in yet.
Well, he's not calling until the 5 o'clock hour.
He's not calling in.
All right, but we're anticipating him calling from Augusta. I am, anyway.
Yeah.
So all that coming up, I will watch and see how my horse does and update you on that. And as we continue here on a Friday, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. We'll get back to Augusta in just a moment. And I've got my eye on a horse right now. We're watching TVG.
What do you got? Number?
I've got horse number 10, Stillwater Cove. They are out.
He's in third place right now to start out of the gate. They're running on grass here at
Keeneland. This is in Kentucky, outside
Limestone
of Lexington.
Turf Sprint.
Yeah. All right. So let's see.
Your horse going off at 8-1.
How about that? All right. We're all excited about this. TVG is a new sponsor of the program as well. I'm going to give you an exclusive radio offer. As soon as this horse is done, I got to watch my horse, Stillwater Cove, around the first turn. I am still in third place.
He's good. He's hanging in there.
Let's go. Let's go. We're on the inside, turning the corner.
I thought you had a horse with a frog name.
I was eyeballing Blame the Frog.
Oh, blame,
it was a 20
okay.
to 1 on. I decided
your horse
to lay
just
off.
Jumped down in front.
Here we go. Here
Craig's
we go.
Horse is out in front.
Finally, oh, we got a hard charger from the outside. It's going to be a photo finish. Don't let me lose another one.
No. Craig Horse came in second.
Ginger Nut beat out my horse.
Nuts.
At the wire. Oh, you're killing me.
Killing me, Smalls. Great race.
Oh, that was a great race. You can have fun like that, by the way. Log on to TVG.com/Sheeman. Put my last name in there, And you will get an extra bonus here. It's a great deal. This is the most exciting time in horse racing right now. Sign up with TVG.com today and make a first deposit. They'll match it up to $100 within 15 days. But wait, there's more. If you make your deposit of $100 or more, you get an extra free $20. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Just download the TVG app or go to www.tvg.com/Sheeman and sign up. That's www.tvg.com/Sheeman. Age and residency restrictions apply. Void where prohibited by law. See full terms and conditions at www.tvg.com/Sheeman.
110 Quinella right there. One horse came in first. 10th horse came in second.
All right. We'll try one again. I told
you. Looks like the 12 horse came in third, so that's your win, place, and show, I think, right there.
I think you're right. I'm going to study up this weekend. They got more of these.
Nice.
Study.
But you had a pretty good run this weekend. A horse that finished in show, show at third, and then now that one that placed in second.
Getting ready for the Kentucky Derby.
Molinari, Day, Koepka, all tied, all done in the clubhouse, all at 7 under. DJ Harding at 6 under. Who else is at 6 under? My scroll just.
Koepka. Did you just say him?
Kepka's at 7 under.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely
Koepka,
right.
Day, and Molinari are at 7 under as we speak.
Yeah, Dennis Johnson, Harding, they're both at 6 under. Poulter finished at 5 under earlier today.
Rahm is at 5 under. He's on 8 through 8. He's on the 9th hole.
And Tiger Woods, couple birdies, couple bogeys.
He's even for the day.
Even for the day. Still 2 under like yesterday. Getting ready for the back nine.
Yeah, he's going to start beyond 10 in a second.
All right, Rick, you could put ESPN and the Masters back on. So watching my horses trot off.
Danny, just joining us. The Lakers also in the midst of all this stuff. Couple things. Now Adrian Wojnarowski, Danny Ferry is now pulled out of the Pelicans GM process, but earlier.
Oh, really?
Yes, he has pulled out of there. The Lakers have agreed to part ways / fire Luke Walton as head coach of the Lakers. Assistant coach, Ty Lue, Adrian Wojnarowski, first reported, is a serious front runner. Not surprised by anybody on this show. And now we're wondering, does Luke Walton, maybe does he go to Sacramento? Does he become the new coach over there?
Could.
Statement from Danny Ferry.
Just missed out on the UCLA job.
Yep. Danny Ferry said, I let the Pelicans know throughout the process that for a few reasons, the timing wasn't right for my family to move full-time to New Orleans. It's a great job and deserves full-time focus. I've had a great experience with the Pelicans. See, that's the honest way to do it. Magic.
Yeah, yeah. Although I was just thinking a moment ago, since Luke Walton got fired, did Jeannie Buss have to break the news, or did she tell Rob Pelinka, you want this president's job, you got to go break the news? I wonder who told him. Tiger Woods teeing off on 10, right down the middle, smoked it.
The press release official from the Lakers headlined, Lakers and Luke Walton mutually agreed to part ways, which is nonsense. Then it goes on, the LA Lakers and Luke Walton have mutually agreed to part ways. It was announced today by Lakers GM Rob Pelinka, quote, we would like to thank Luke for his dedicated service over the last 3 years. We wish Luke and his family the best of luck moving forward. I want to thank Jeannie Buss and the Buss family for giving me the opportunity to coach the Lakers. Walton said, the franchise and the city will always be special to me and my family.
This could be the best thing that ever happened to Luke Walton. Let me tell you why.
Well, it saves him an ulcer, number one.
Well, yeah, it saves him the headache. But here's the deal. He's untarnished in all this, right?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, his background was he was an assistant with the Warriors, took over for Steve Kerr, and went like 42-1, right?
Yeah.
And when he was out with a bad back. And then he goes and coaches the Lakers, and I think everybody around the league, fans included, but people that matter, executives around the league, all agree he did a pretty good job in an impossible situation.
Yep.
So he is unscathed. He is sitting pretty for his next job. He'll get top dollar. He'll probably get a primo, wait for a primo gig. He's in good shape. I'm sure he'd rather coach in Los Angeles. That's his hometown. You know, he played there. His dad's a star there from the UCLA days. I'm sure he would have preferred to stay, but... And now Magic Johnson, he didn't have to take part in any of this bloodletting. Because, you know, he bailed out the day before. So, anyway.
But Ty Lue, I am not shocked at all. We kiddingly talked about this about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
That once LeBron got there and screwed it up.
Yeah.
That
you were the first one to mention it up. Yeah.
That assistant coach Lue would get the head coaching job in theory again. And you got to figure that LeBron is pushing this. He has to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to be. I mean,
even if he sidestepped the Luke Walton firing, he's all in on the Tyronn Lue bringing him in. But no, I'm not letting LeBron off the hook. We did a Twitter poll earlier this week. Who do you blame the most? Magic, Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, or LeBron on this turmoil at the end of the season? Three-fourths of you said it was all LeBron's fault. And I agree with that. So anyway, while we're talking hoops, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Chris in the Cape, what's up?
Hey, Chris.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Yeah,
very good. And yourself?
Very good. So I called in a few days ago, well, right before the Pistons played the Knicks, and I said it'd be nice to have a nice matchup for Toronto. Obviously, we get Giannis in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to sound absurd, but I'm telling you right now, back whether I'm right or I'm wrong, just to save face.
Okay.
The Pistons are winning this series 4-2, and they're going to steal game one.
Now, Chris, are you speaking with your heart or your head? Now, I understand sometimes we get them confused, but are you going with your heart or your head?
I sound like a biased Pistons fan with, you know, a super fan with super expectations, and it may not even be realistic to a lot of people and a lot of Pistons fans. But I just feel like if you look back on the Pistons seasons, they have their ups and they have their downs.
Yes.
And I feel like if the Pistons play like when they first came out the gates, and then there was a stretch in late January, February, where they play where they're on top of their game again, they could play with anybody.
Well, I would be willing to entertain
that's an honest opinion.
But right. Okay, but they're not going to have Blake Griffin. I mean, he's listed as day to day. I do not expect him to be playing in game one. I don't know about. I'd love to sit here and say, as a co-Piston fan with you, that they could take this in six games and shock the world. But, I mean, I gotta have Blake Griffin.
That's 24.5 points a game. Not going to be there. I mean, you still got Drummond. Jackson. I mean, Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson and Bullock are going to have to pick it up big time. And Ellington, those guys are going to.
I get what you're saying. I just feel like somebody is going to step up their game enough to get us by the first round. Because, again, Milwaukee, they've got a good bench, and they've got Giannis, who could, you know, is obviously becoming one of the best players in the NBA, if not the best.
The best.
In some people's opinions.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think they could do it. If they could out-rebound Milwaukee and don't turn the ball over, what says the Pistons cannot go in there and upset them in game one,
Chris,
and win a series four, in six, seven games?
No. They're going to lose. They're either going to get swept or maybe they still won, Chris. It's not going to. Without Blake Griffin there, I'm sorry. They barely got in. I mean, they got in on the last night of the season because they got to play the Knicks, and Charlotte didn't show up for their game. are you going to?
I will call back.
They blasted you four times in the regular season.
All right. We will we'll talk to you Monday, and we'll see how game one went on Sunday. All right, Chris?
Chris, I'd love for you to be right. Good luck to you, Pistons. You know, I have no stake in it either way. I just think Milwaukee sweeps them.
I do have a stake in it. You're right. It's not looking pretty. It's not looking pretty.
I'm not sure if this is a good sign or a bad sign about Chris calling in, but I did just get an email from him. Interestingly, from our Chris in Augusta.
Wait a minute, it means he has his phone on him.
But interestingly, it's a message from Westwood One about a contingency plan in case of inclement weather this weekend, which they are expecting a lot of.
Right, especially Sunday.
So they're setting up already for contingency plans for weather.
Okay, but you got that email. And that's because Chris has
Chris.
You. Yeah, but
yes.
Forwarded, because he probably forwarded it. You're always going to be on that list for the weekends because he is the PD.
Yeah, but that means he's got his phone.
Yeah,
no,
sure, but that's what I'm saying.
No. All that means is you were on a list. It doesn't mean Chris has his phone.
No, he just forwarded it to me. It was sent
Chris.
To him from Westwood One, and then he forwarded it to me.
Yeah.
Because he won't be here this
that
weekend.
That means Chris has his phone on it.
That
means he's sticking to his bailing on the course at 4 o'clock schedule, and he will be calling at 5 o'clock.
I'm not entirely convinced.
Or did we set that up for 5:30?
Keep changing the time.
It was the 5 o'clock hour.
Why don't you make it 5:54:30? You know, before we
now
get off the air.
Now, that's ridiculous, Pete, because we're going off the air then.
Yeah, and somebody else will have four strokes when we get off the air. Oh, man.
Craig's troll calling in. I love it when every fans of the team think that they have a chance, but there's no way Detroit has a chance unless Giannis breaks his leg. Sadly, I might agree with that.
See, looking for, and I'm looking at my Celtics objectively. I think they could be bounced in the first round. They've had a lot of success against Indiana this year, or they could get to the finals. Neither scenario would surprise me. Neither one.
Yeah.
Neither one.
I would agree with you on that.
Played Milwaukee last year. The Celtics didn't handle them pretty good in the first round, but they don't play. If they did play, they would play in the second. They would meet in the second round.
Right.
Be a hell of a matchup.
By the way, speaking of the NBA, Boogie Cousins, Pete, does not want to be referred to as Boogie anymore. He wants to be DeMarcus. Boogie does not fit. So get that straight.
Well,
565 games, he finally makes his first playoff game. Now he's changing his name on us.
Breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski. David Griffin is finalizing a deal now to become the next president of basketball operations with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay. Not as interesting as who's going to be the next president of the Los Angeles Lakers, but we do know that Luke Walton will not be the coach.
No.
We learned that an hour ago. Let's go back to the phones, sharing some embarrassing and outrageous golf stories while we're watching the Masters.
Zach Johnson
whiffed on a tee shot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, it was a practice swing.
Hit the tee box.
I remember I was sitting here. I wasn't watching it live. You were, and you were like, all of a sudden you went into stunned mode. Like, what did you just see? And we had to look it over again.
Well, I was waiting for the rule. I didn't realize on the tee box that there was no intent.
Yeah.
I knew there wasn't a putting green. I was not sure it existed on the tee box, but it does.
New rule.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people who've had a beer or two do that. Let's go to Colin in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hi, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Listen every day.
Thank
you.
You're
the man, Colin.
Thank you.
So, funny story. It's the first time I was playing with my girlfriend's father, who is now my father-in-law.
All right.
So everything worked out. But well. Playing with him and all of his medical partners, and they're all, you know, between a 2 and a 5 handicap.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're playing up at Firestone up in Columbus, so nice course,
yeah.
Super nervous. Teeing off on number one, easing back, trying to go real slow, and I just black out, swing faster than ever, and I totally whiffed the ball. And it was so bad, they didn't even laugh.
Oh, no. That's the worst when
not
they don't.
Not too impressive,
that's
right?
That's the worst when they don't laugh, you know?
No, it was terrible.
So what,
did you regroup?
What
did you have a better day? Or
no, I fell apart, and it was just I shot about a 120. It was the worst.
Oh, Lord.
Man. And your father-in-law must have liked you.
Welcome to the family.
It worked out, though. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate that. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Your worst embarrassing golf stories.
Athletic now is reporting that the Kings, GM Vlade Divac, will now reach out to...
Luke Walton.
Walton.
Oh,
schedule an interview.
I've seen a couple of reports. Yep. That would be a good move by him.
Yes, it would.
Rick, have you ever played golf? You're not a golfer, are you?
I am a golfer.
Oh.
Well, then do you have a story? We've gone, how rude of us, 2.5 hours, and I haven't asked you.
I actually, it's kind of funny. The guy who just called in, I related to him because... I remember once on occasion doing that. I was playing with some new business clients, you know, and people I had just met, and they took me to a really nice, a finer golf course than I would normally play.
Sure.
And people I hadn't played with for a long time, and I did the same thing. I stepped up to the first tee, put my ball in, and I went with all my might and strength, and I just completely whiffed on the ball. Now, unlike this guy, these people actually laughed at me, but it was, it was dreadfully embarrassing, but then I like kind of gathered my nerves and I stepped back and I hit like a great drive right down the middle of the fairway in the section. I said, see, I do know how to play.
All right.
Tiger just missed a long birdie putt by a millimeter, and that would have put him at...
his distance was perfect.
Yes,
it just wobbled right
just
at the
wobbled
end.
Right.
He's mad at himself.
He's at three. He's
I
back
mean, it was a 40-footer for crying out
that
loud.
That would have put him at 4 under. He's back. Still at 3 under.
Where did he get the third 10. One back? I missed that.
And he did get it back, yes. After look, but he did.
Luke Walton must have
taken
out
my game.
Okay,
now we have a 4-way tie for first. Molinari, Day, Koepka, and Harding, all at 7 under. Harding is on 18 right now. So 4 tied for the lead at 7 under. By the way, a little while ago, projected cut was going to be +3, and there were about 66 golfers who could have made the cut.
Wow.
Rory McIlroy is at 1 under.
All right. Can we talk about Harding for a moment? Because, again, he was the clubhouse leader yesterday at 3-under. He set the bar.
Early.
And then played par the front nine today. Nobody's talking about him. Then he gave up a bogey on 10. And since then, he has birdied 12, birdied 13, birdied 14.
4-under today.
Birdied 15, mm-hmm. Did par on 16, and got another birdie on 17. He's been incredible.
Best rounds of the day thus far. Jason Day, 5-under. Molinari, 5-under. How about this? Howell the third, 5-under today.
Lovey!
He's 4-under right now. He's had a monster round.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas, 4-under today. He's a 3-under.
Very good.
Spieth rebounding nicely. He was 4-under today. He's at 1-under.
He was horrible, but now, yeah, you're right. He has bounced back.
Trying to think.
Let's squeeze in one more.
Look at this. Fitzpatrick, 5-under today.
Fitzmagic!
But still one over.
Let's squeeze in a call before we're late for the break here. Sean in the Cape, another golf story. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Sean, how are you?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic. I was at a little par 3, you know, par 60, a little small course, and I was having just, you know, one of those days that could have had something to do with the beverages. But I get out on the number 8 hole, and I get in the sand, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not really understanding this whole hit the sand behind the ball thing. So
right.
one shot rolls up, rolls back down. I did this about 4 times. Finally, I got mad, walked over, grabbed my putter, and swung at the ball as hard as humanly possible with anger. First shot out of the trap, over the building, into the parking lot where all the vehicles were parked.
Oh, no.
You got air with a putter?
I did. And it was literally a 2.5-3-story building that it went. It cleared it and hit the very top of the roof.
I didn't even think that was physically possible.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I didn't either, but I left there thinking I had a new sandwich. So
sounds good. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the phone call. All right.
Who
more of your
that?
Embarrassing and horror stories on the golf course today.
Harding. Speaking of Harding, he just hit his tee shot.
He shanked it left.
Into Narnia.
Just when I went bragging on him, he
holy cow.
Was
that's the worst shot I've seen all day.
It was pretty bad.
Wow.
All right, Pete Shepherd, when we come back, more horror stories of your golf outings, all of you. And you think your alligators are bad there at Bonita. I got one for you here, okay? That's coming up next.
Adam Scott, real quick, going for birdie right here.
No,
at 6
no, no,
under.
No, 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 got it! Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday afternoon. Watching things at the Masters at Augusta National. Chris is supposed to call in during the 5 o'clock hour. We shall see.
Justin Harding at 18 is in deep trouble.
Well, keep in mind, before he teed off at 18, he just got himself tied for the lead.
Yes.
Been on fire.
Four-way lead. Four-way tie for the lead. Molinari, Day, Koepka, Harding, and Justin is in some trouble. That was deep forest.
Tiger Woods 3-under right now, am I correct?
Yes, 3-under, yes. He bogeyed 8, birdied 9.
Okay. He's
been and back Tiger and forth all through, day. Through 11 now, he's 3-under.
All right. Rick, I love asking, again, who's this by? Your music selection, I really like it. I don't know who this is.
This is Collective Soul.
Oh, okay. I've heard of them.
Where the River Flows.
Yeah, good stuff.
Tiger teeing off on the 11th hole right now.
Okay. While we await Tiger's tee shot, I have a story for you, Pete Shepherd. I pulled this just
White
for you.
White Dogwood is the name of the hole.
All right, you ready for this? Because I know you got a lot of you just don't have alligators at Bonita. You have
we have some.
They're
big
dinosaur
ones.
Sized.
They are dinosaur sized. Yes, they are.
But
at your course, you have the big iguanas.
I don't have a course in my neighborhood.
Well, I'm sorry, your dad's course.
He's got a little bit of everything.
Well, but
nothing the size of yours. See, I think once alligators get a certain size, I think they quietly whisk them away somewhere else, I think.
Oh, not at our place. They don't do that.
Your place, these
do
gators have been there for generations.
Yep.
And they
don't
just
bother
grow.
Anybody.
So, a Fort Myers homeowner was rudely visited by some social wildlife some local wildlife on Friday morning. According to police in Fort Myers, an 8-foot alligator was found camped out on the resident's back porch about 2 a.m. Today. But here's the thing. The reptile had ripped through the lanai screen that we all have on our houses. Boy. You all think you're all safe behind a screen. They can get through that.
My wife worries about that. She watches that all the time.
Yeah, it just tore through the screen and made itself comfortable on the lanai. Good morning, everybody. You don't want that. I mean, you do have a false sense of security standing behind your screen lanai, don't you? We all do. But, yeah, they can get through those too, Pete.
And in the 2 years I've been there, only one time has a gator come close to my lanai. Once on my – they usually stay on the other side of where I live.
You show me a picture
on the tee box, yeah. Only one time has that happened.
He was eyeballing your cute little dog.
No, he was in between my building and people next door. But, yeah, we did have a female pop up outside our bedroom window and lay eggs. That definitely happened.
Right outside your place?
Right outside. Popped up out of the lake and boom, or the pond. Yeah.
Wow. Then you can't touch those.
I touch them anyway. I don't mess with nature, man. No way.
Or you can scramble them.
They were here first. Let them be.
You think they'd be good? Scrambled?
Scrambled gator eggs.
Yeah, with a little cheese.
You know what?
Some bacon.
Next time you play with me, why don't you go try to find some, you know?
No.
Go dig them up.
I'll pass.
Like clams. By the harbor.
The clams by the harbor.
Alligator eggs by the pond.
No, thank you. You know mama's not far away.
Nope.
All right. Well, this is exciting. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Looking forward to a big weekend. We will see if Chris places value on the show.
I still
don't
think
at Augusta National. Tiger's out there. We'll see if he's going to call in like he promised as part of the show.
Right now, your leaderboard, before I go to break, Day, Koepka, Molinari, Harding, those four, 7-under. But Harding is in trouble on 18. DJ is one stroke back at minus six. Poulter, Oosthuizen, and Rahm are two shots back at 5-under. Then you got Kazeri, Kuchar, Mickelson, Howell the third, who shot 5-under today, and Woodland all at 4-under. Tigers at 3-under.
The 3-under. All right. Mm-hmm. Where'd you say Mickelson was? Where did he end
up? 4-under.
4-under. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. You have your leaderboard. We'll see if Chris calls in from Augusta National. We will continue our 5 o'clock hour. We'll get you into the weekend. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.